Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good evening. The show begins tonight, a conversation about California. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, watching the polls in Los Angeles and the polls in the state for the governorship. Primary is everything. It's a jungle primary. The top two will face off in November. It appears that Becerra, the former health minister for the Biden administration, attorney general of California, has a strong position for the governorship. He's a Democrat, and he's a very respected and a non-controversial Democrat. Tom Steyer, the well-to-do man campaigning on the green ticket, looks not to be able to overcome Becerra. Steve Hilton, the Republican, an oddball from Fox, given no chance to win the governorship. But he does well in the polling. All the Republicans vote for him, whereas the Democrats are divided between Becerra and the second choice was always going to be Steyer. There are many more Democrats. In Los Angeles, the incumbent, Karen Bass, has a strong lead, as I understand it. She said she made mistakes and is ready to learn and try again. It looks like that will be the new mayor, the old mayor. Although a woman named Raymond is doing very well and might overtake Spencer Pratt, some irregularities in the voting are a little difficult to explain. But in any event, it's a tight race between number two and number three. Only one of them can emerge for the general. And it looks like Karen Bass is in a strong position to win the general. More news from California. Jeff was in Seattle. And there are not as many homeless in Seattle as there are in L.A. Maybe the weather. Seattle has a new mayor, however, is Democratic Socialists of America, and has been making anti-rich statements that are not all that politic when you're depending on a tax base that's largely from the well-to-do. Other news across the country, certainly. Not so much war news today. I was looking at other stories that get overlooked for all the war pounding. For example, the Supreme Court is reporting out the end of its term, and the big case to be decided, one of the big cases, is birthright citizenship. And I had a lengthy conversation with Professor Richard Epstein today in four parts about the backstory, where it comes from, and the interpretation at the turn of the 19th to 20th century, and the interpretation we can presume today the court is going to decide on whether a person born in the United States is or is not immediately a citizen of the United States, with all of the caveats, exceptions, and examples needed to understand. I also had a good conversation with Henry Sokolsky about nuclear weapons, where they are and who has them, especially the question of how many does the People's Republic of China have and where are they. There are other matters to do with nuclear power. It looks like to be a trend. South Korea wants to go nuke. Saudi Arabia wants a nuclear power plant, which is a predicate for enriching your own material, which is a predicate for building a bomb. No reason borrowing trouble. The second hour of my conversation with the classicist Andrew Bayliss, his new book is The Profile of Sparta, from about 1000 BCE to the 4th century BCE, when Sparta falls off the table as a power after Athens rises and pushes back. A military cult, never more than 6,000 to 9,000 hoplites, wearing red cloaks, long hair, elites. They didn't work. They were soldiers. And they don't seem to have had one particular mission. We remember them for Thermopylae. However, they're also remembered for the going up against Athens and not being successful, then being successful and having the rest of the Greek cities reject you because you were no better than Athens as a bully and a hegemon. Andrew Bayliss is generous to me. I do not have the Greek. He does. He teaches at the University of Birmingham, the head of the classics department. We talked about personalities that are in the Athens-Sparta War, chiefly Pericles, who dies of the plague, and Lysander, who is successful at the turn of the 5th of 4th century of defeating Athens, but then goes too far in conquering another city-state, gets too close to the wall, and he's dead. There's much more to the show tonight. I hope you enjoy it. Go from 5th century BCE, Greece, you're right now waiting for the Supreme Court decision on birthright citizenship. I'm John Batchelor. Good night.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.